Now, this is going to sound kind of hypocritical because I'm someone that loves to complain. In fact, I get paid to complain. I am a professional complainer. That's what the C and C dot stands for. You think that it stands for Carrington? No, it stands for complain. Boy, do I love it. I wake up thinking of things to complain about. But sometimes, can we just come to the conclusion of, let's see how it plays itself out. I love Red Zone. I don't really have much interest in watching football games at noon if they are not centered around Red Zone. You are not going to catch me watching Ravens and Dolphins at 12 o'clock. I'll watch it inside the package that Red Zone is put together, but me just watching that game or whatever game they give you on Fox or CBS, I'm not super interested in it. I'll watch the 325 game, obviously Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night football, the international games. That's a different beast. But from 12 to 3:30 in Casa de Carrington, we watching Red Zone, and it is known by everybody. That is what we are doing. So earlier today, Scott Hansen was on the Pat McAfee show, and he said that some changes are coming to the channel.
Business folks handle the business.
Of course.
And I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well said.
I realize that might be a slight change to some of you, but that's what the catchphrase will be.
Listen,
going forward.
We all understand what the NFL is, okay? We all understand what the NFL is. Mm-hmm. As soon as we heard it's in 50 million homes and everybody's watching it,
Yep. We
knew immediately that there was going to be commercials dropped in there.
Someone just texted in, CDOT, are you going to join the boycott movement? There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, people who are already committed. Can we slow down just a bit? We watch football with commercials all the time. Quite literally, all the time. Every college football game that you have ever watched has commercials. You watch and consume the commercials. The last Chiefs game that you watched, not counting the preseason game, but the last game that you watched is centered around you sitting there and watching the commercials. The commercials, they don't bother me. They really don't. They really don't bother me. I don't have much of an issue with commercials. I have just accepted them as part of life. I want to see how Red Zone implements the commercials. Are they going to put the Red Zone commercials smack dab at 2:45 right when things are getting good? Is it going to be a 2-minute drive? And when a team goes to the 2-minute warning, they're trying to sneak in a 30-second commercial and really mess up the vibe? Okay, if that's what they're planning on doing, I will stand right there with you, and I promise you on Monday I will complain with you. We can hold hands, join together, band together. I can't wait to complain with you if that's what they do. But I watch enough Red Zone to know that there's lulls in the action. There's lulls in the action. Especially in that 325 window. There's a lot of lulls where they keep telling you who scored a touchdown earlier in the day, or you see highlight packages of things that have already happened. I'm not that upset about it. I'm really not that upset about it. I just want to simply see how they implement the commercials. Are these 30-second commercials? Are they 1-second commercials? How are they implementing them in the flow of it? I think the NFL knows what we like and dislike about Red Zone. So I'm going to trust them a little bit here. If there's one thing that I think we have to give the NFL credit for is they have mastered television. They have figured out how to package you a TV show. Whether it's Thursday Night Football, whether it's on Netflix, whether it's Red Zone, they have cracked the formula of packaging television. So let's just see how they do it. That's my only stance. I'm with you. I mean, no one loves commercials. I'm not excited when they go to a commercial. Like, oh, great. I can't wait to see this Meghan Trainor and Patrick Mahomes commercial for the 7th time. No one likes commercials. We watch them enough. I'm willing to give it a chance. Coming up in a couple of days, the Chiefs are not playing on Sunday. I imagine many of you are going to be in the same boat that I'm in, locked in the red zone at 12 o'clock. I already got my food plan ready. We already got the group chat. Hey, you're bringing this. I'm fired up for red zone. Let's just see how the commercials work. That's it. Can you guys keep an open mind about how they can do this? And then let's come back on Monday. We'll talk a little Chiefs Chargers. We'll talk some of this, and then we'll figure it out. Someone on the text line says, are you a Sunday ticket man? No, I am a Stream East man. I am a Mark My Sports man. So, no, I do not have Sunday ticket. I'm getting a little bit of red zone. I'm pulling up on the stream the game that I need to watch. I got a nice little setup here. It's been working great for me for quite some time. I think it's going to continue to work heading into this season.